Hello, I'm Paul McEntee and I'm talking to you this evening about PNGM Social Enterprise. This is a company I started just over a year ago. It's limited by guarantee. It is itself a social enterprise, which means it's not for profit and you can't take dividends out. And the purpose is to help other social enterprises. Why, you might ask, would someone wish to create a social enterprise to help a social enterprise? Well, I've spent many years in both corporate life and helping small businesses in different ways in other companies. And the thing, when people have left local government or other areas to form a social enterprise or community interest company, for example, a school or an academy, they know what they want to do as their end purpose. They know what their mission is. They know what their vision is. But actually, understanding the business bit that goes with it is not always easy. The start is fine. They have lots of advice to get going. Sometimes they even have support. But after a while, that ceases to exist, and they need someone to talk to who understands how to survive, how to think a little differently, so that they can then get to where they want to get to. Because it can be a lonely road going for a vision that other people and other companies don't always share. So that's why Social Enterprise of my company started. So what have I been doing for the last year? Most of my customers at the moment are schools in terms of admissions and working with parents as to how you negotiate the movement from primary school to secondary school, the preferences, the choices, and how to think through what is a huge decision point with very little control for the parents. It's all out of their hands. Also, there isn't so much control for the schools. So bringing that together is one of the main activities I've been doing.
Well, that certainly seems like it's quite an achievement. Now, where have you had your expertise from, Paul?
I spent 30 years in British Telecom in different aspects, and the last 5 years was creating small companies within BT called spin-outs. And I left in 2003 as the commercial director of one of the biggest spin-outs. So my vision was to use what I had learned about creating small companies to help others who are actually creating small companies.
Right, so a wee bit a poacher there coming through. And what would you say would be your pearl of wisdom to anybody who's now thinking or is starting a business?
For those who are thinking of starting, I would suggest you think carefully about what you have to do to be still in business in a year's time. Think of a year's time and work backwards. For those who have passed the year and are thinking the going's getting tough, often we can think about things a different way around. Turn the situation inside out and you see ways of doing something that were not there before.
Thank you. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Now, how will people be able to contact you, Paul?
They can contact me via the website, and the email address is on there. It's P&JM Social Enterprise. And they can contact me by telephone.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Paul, and good luck in your next year.
Thank you.